cold because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, g'day to all you great stewards of land. It is Today in Ag, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sarah America. Happy, what day is it? Wednesday, everybody. Man, all I can say is it's nice to be seawater standing everywhere. I called Lake Newcomb this morning, you know, the big boss at Newcomb Cattle Company, and told him that his next crop of Truticow was growing through his windrows still out there in his field. He didn't think I was funny. But anyway, it's wet, everybody. Let's check out some temperatures around our listening area. Let's start on the Oklahoma side. 64 at Hollis, 62 at Hobart, 64 at Camargo. Buffalo, you are the warmest spot in western Oklahoma right now at 71 degrees. 60 at Lahoma, out here in the panhandle of Texas where I was yesterday. 64 at Odell, 64 at Dozer, 64 at Canadian. Well, let's start with my road trip yesterday before we get into some crazy rainfall total amounts. I went to, you guys, if you was listening yesterday, you know I was at the Hemp Hill County Beef Conference in Canadian, Texas. And I apologize yesterday for the background noise in the show. It is, they released the crowd at noon for lunch. And I was in the one of the vendor tents instead of under the metal building, so I make sure I had good signal coming out. And I mean, there was a zillion people coming there, walking right by me, and just a lot of noise. But hey, that means I was live, right? Thanks again to Davy Jones for coming on the show, and Camille Davis talking about how her and her mom is grinding their own wheat and making their own flour now instead of using preservatives and stuff like that in there. And who else did I have? And I had Joy from WW Water Tanks out of Pampa. And then I had Terrell Bartlett, the big boss for the Bartlett hardware and lumber stores all in the Texas Panhandle. It was a great show, you guys. I'm telling you, you need to go next year. You need to go at least once. And I ran into some guys that started going the first year I did, and they said they're coming back every year. It's one of the best conferences on beef, on everything. But let's, first of all, last year during the Stonehouse Creek fire, you guys remember me bragging on one woman in Canadian, Texas, that was just, she had her stuff together. She was the lady that I was coordinating, bringing hay and delivering hay for out of the feed store there at Canadian, Texas. And she was just wonderful. She was like, it was like the Pentagon in there. Could you just imagine what donations of hay, feed, fencing stuff coming in from all over the United States to go out to our favorite ranchers out in the country, how hard that was to coordinate. And you got to know the people. Well, yesterday, when her name is Catherine Price, and I know you guys heard me mention her all last year during the fire deal. Well, yesterday she was awarded the Rancher of the Year award at the Hemp Hill County Beef Conference. And it was, I think Andy cried more than she did. She's just a good woman. I want to tell you how small the world is, because I didn't know yesterday when I seen her before I didn't even know she was getting the award. The award ceremony started towards the end of my show, and then it was on the TV in front of me, and I just caught the part of it. But yesterday morning, I ran into her and gave her a big old hug and talked to her, and her daughter, which I didn't know was her daughter till yesterday, Sherry Huntress from up there at Lipscomb. I played with her in the golf tournament here coming up this weekend, actually a year ago this weekend, in the Bob over at Sayre. So it's just a small world. Sherry said, you know, that's my mom, right? No, I didn't. But yeah, it was pretty moving. man, it just, she's one of a kind woman and rancher, woman and a rancher. And so congratulations, Catherine Price, for being awarded that yesterday. I thought it was wonderful. But there was a couple other things that came up that I wanted to talk to you guys about. So Troy Applehands from Cattle Facts was one of the first guest speakers there yesterday. And he had some interesting deals. And I want to share one of these with you that he was talking about. So up until like 1998, year 2000, the beef industry ran on a supply-driven market. Starting in about 2000 and all the way up until now, it's on a demand-driven market, and it's really interesting. And, you know, our market's really good right now, and I don't see it. And he didn't either. He doesn't, you know, they're looking at 1, 2, 3 years of this. And when it comes down, the way the market's acting, it's not just going to fall on its face kind of market like it did back in 2014 and 15. But that was interesting that that was up till the year 2000, our beef market was a supply-driven market. Now it's the last 24, 25 years, it's a demand-driven market. But he had a warning on the demand-driven market. That when it's running on a market like that, it can change a lot quicker than you think it can. And we're talking months. So that was just a warning. And he's not saying it's going to happen, but he, if something crazy in politics or in the world was to happen, it can turn around and go the other way pretty quick. And that was one of the things I was listening to. But and then they just had a lot of great speakers. There was a lot of great vendors there. When I went there, what, 3 years ago, there was the expo center that they were using, and then they had one big tent out there for the extension of the other vendors, and then obviously they had the tent where everybody was would have their meals at. Yesterday, it's doubled in size, basically. And if you get a chance and they got room and you're a vendor and you want to connect with a lot of ranchers, I'm telling you, that expo is the place to be. Just they were tagged. I've seen tags from Utah, Oregon, Minnesota, Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, obviously New Mexico. Seen some from California. There's people coming in from all over the United States, that beef conference. So if you get a chance, too late today to go, but if you get a chance next year, please attend it. It was awesome. And the speakers were outstanding also. All right. Let's see what's going on with the rainfalls. 11.37 inches of rain so far in Granville in the last 7 days. 12.74 inches at Walters, Apache almost 8 inches, Altus is 7.41 inches, Tipton's 8.34 inches, and this is at the mezzanite sites, and 5.54 at Hollis, 4.10 at Elk City, and 4.2 at Bessie. What's Butler got? 4 inches. Cheyenne's got 4 inches. Arnett's got 1.25. I did talk to some people from northwestern Oklahoma yesterday, and they said they weren't getting the rains that we were getting down here, and nothing I can do about it. But you guys remember when you were getting all the rain last year? Back at you. No, no joke. You guys were getting the rain, and we wasn't getting any. But honestly, this morning, overnight rain is the first one that we've had in all the rain I've had around the house that actually ran off into the ponds. Ponds caught some water last night, so it's going good, and it's not over. We got more storms coming in tonight and again tomorrow, and I know a lot of hay is needing to be cut down. I'm just curious if anybody knows what's going on down in that area around Frederick and Tipton in that area, what the the wheat crop's looking like. All this rain you've been getting the last 7 days, it's got to be damaging that wheat crop, because I'm sure the fields are standing full of water. Okay, I think I'm going to call Brandon here during this break, see if we can get Brandon Hickey to come on, talk about the sale at Clinton at the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction and Elk City Sale Barn last Friday. We'll have that going on. First of all, today is the Taylor Ranch Day, and we're going to Jimbo hook me up. We're going to do something different. Instead of the six packs, we're going to give you the winner's going to get what we're going to call this package is the Three Amigo package. You're going to get one sweet barbecue seasoned beef snack stick, one jalapeno cheddar and beef snack, and then original beef snack. We're going to call them the Three Amigos, and each one of these are 2 ounces. So basically, these three here are equal to the same amount of beef stick in the six-pack. So here's your question. 580-225-9697 is the text line. I'll take number 6 today. Let me get you the question up here. There we go. All right, you ready? Which of the following, and I need your name too, which of the following USDA quality grades would you want your steak to be to have the best eating experience? A, select. B, prime. C, standard. Or D, choice. Which of the following USDA quality grades would you want your steak to be to have the best eating experience? A is select. B is prime. C is standard. And D is choice. 580-225-9697 for your shot at the Three Amigo beef sticks. Put your name in there too. All right, we're going to take a Taylor Ranch break. We'll be right back after this.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Your family is sitting around the supper table and something interesting happens. Just a few moments ago, there was lots of rustling and noises, and now nobody's saying a word. Everyone's too busy cutting up their steak and taking bites. Once in a while, someone says something about how good it tastes, but for the most part, everyone's pretty quiet. They're too busy chewing and swallowing and going back for another bite. The meat was processed exactly the way you wanted it, and all you had to do was tell us what you wanted. We processed your meat to the exact specifications, and since we processed the meat at your place, it was really simple for you. I'm Becky Brown, and my husband's Tony, and we're BT Butchers. It's a mobile meat processing shop. We come to you and make it easy as possible, the way you want it. The website is btbutchers.com. That's B as in Becky, T as in Tony, butchers.com. Remember, it's your meat, and it feeds your family. You deserve to have it processed the way you want it.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts. From gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boom bats, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, for all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report. Friday, April 18th, 1,225 head were sold. 12 head of steers at 316 brought 515. 4 at 459 brought 390. 6 at 476 brought 395. 14 at 516 brought 377.50. 3 at 587 brought 358. 7 at 604 brought 356. 5 at 613 brought 318. 5 head of heifers at 280 brought 425. 35 at 449 brought 380. 6 at 548 brought 327.50. 4 at 593 brought 310. 3 at 652 brought 280. 8 at 1041 brought 225. Butcher cows were 100 to 166. Butcher bulls brought 143 to 203. Bred cows, 1,500 to 3,475. Pairs brought 2,500 to 3,750. Elk City Livestock Auction, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. to consign. Call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. High Pro Feeds has built their reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. Their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. High Pro is a name you know and trust. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your trusted High Pro Feeds dealer, providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at hobartfarmandgarden.com.
Are you looking for a new metal building that's built to last? Cyclone Metal Buildings by Culverstone brings you top-tier craftsmanship and second-to-none quality with attention to detail. From luxury custom barn dominiums to shops or barns and commercial buildings, our buildings don't just look good, they're built to last with all custom weld-up, I-beam, and C-Perlin construction. From design to completion, we do it right. That's Cyclone Metal Buildings by Culverstone.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Brandon said give him 2 minutes, so I'm going to wait on him to call me back here. Let's check out your weather forecast for agriculture out in the Texas Panhandle. I've checked, we're going to check Odell out just for curiosity, see how much terrain they've got. 64 degrees, humidity is 81, dew point's 58, south winds at 7, peak wind gust today 49 miles an hour. I know we had some pretty wild wind in there sometime after midnight. Month to date, precipitation 11.05 inches of rain. Red flag minutes, 0, of course, 8-inch soil temperature, 64 degrees. I want to share something with you guys from one of my listeners. He said, my supervisor lives and farms around the Indiahoma area, which is southwest of Lawton. I visit with him this morning. He is flooded. He can't even get out of his house. His wheat is underwater, and his cattle standing belly deep in water trying to get them out. There's some good and bad with a lot of rain, and that's one of the bad things there. You never know, because I'm keeping my eye on the river, because I got cattle down in the river bottom. I don't think it's going to get out. We haven't had any huge rains up above Sayre and up in that area around Wheeler and Shamrock and that area and Sweetwater and stuff. But you never know. It can come up in a heartbeat. I've seen it before. Okay, let's see here. While we're waiting on Brandon to call, let's go ahead and see what happened overnight in our big old world of agriculture. Soybean futures were lower in overnight trading amid a favorable weather in the U.S. and ongoing concerns about future demand for U.S. ag. Hang on, there he is. 1 second. All right, man, he called back. Here he is, the world famous, 2 minutes late, Brandon Hickey.
Good afternoon.
What's happening, Brandon?
Oh, it is a beautiful day. The sun's shining. It's mud everywhere. I just don't know. Market's good. I mean, gosh, the world is just a great place.
Yes. And, I was in, of course, you knew I was in Canadian, Texas yesterday. But I met some people there yesterday, and especially this gentleman that really knows you pretty good, it sounds like. And we need to talk about something later on when we get done.
Okay.
You scared?
A little nervous, yeah.
Don't worry. I won't be using any cuss words. I met somebody yesterday in Canadian, Texas. He said, you know Brandon Hickey? I said, I sure do. You talk about Sale Barn Brandon, right? Oh, yeah, that's the one. So, so he's telling me some cowboying stories about you.
Oh dear.
Well, Brandon, the market's good, as you see, and I'm sure you probably wasn't listening because you was doing something or you had answered the phone and we'd already been talking. But one of the interesting facts that I seen in some of the programs yesterday at the beef conference out there, and I've already discussed it, but earlier in the show, but I wanted to throw this at you to get your thoughts on it before we get into the sale at Elk City. The gentleman from Applehand from Cattle Facts was talking yesterday, and he had a chart up on the screen, and from basically the 1980s up until the year 2000, he said the beef industry had moved, was on a supply-driven market, and since about 2000, it's on a demand-driven market. What do you think about that?
I would say that's probably pretty accurate. I mean, I think there was probably be some short terms in there that we might have flipped over to a supply driven market. I mean, like, I think right now we're in a little bit of a supply driven market, in the fact that we're so terribly low on supplies, and I think maybe we kind of saw the same thing, you know, back in 13, 14, you know, due to the drought. But no, for the most part, I would agree with that our demand has been incredibly strong. People have really, really gotten a taste for beef and liking beef and enjoying beef, and that's really good for us.
You think that saying, I don't even remember when this was, do you think that saying back in the day, hell, it could have been back there, you know, at one time, you know, the medical professionals were saying that red meat was not good for you. And then that's done a 180 degree turn. And
yeah.
And you think that's one of the factors?
I think, yeah, for sure. You know, that they're not, we're not having to fight against the medical industry on it, like we were back in the 80s and 90s nearly so much, that, you know, that they've kind of decided that red meat is a good part of the diet, you know, that they specify that they want it to be lean red meat, but they do think that the red meat is a good part of the diet, a good source of protein, and that's a really, really good, you know, good thing that they've decided that is good. That is really, I do believe that has helped with their demand.
Yeah, I mean, if my show it kind of just jerks my chain that the medical professionals were saying that back in the day, and because I don't know why they were saying, they had no scientific proof of it back then. But, you know, it's just like this. If my show would be a national show when we were having them egg issues back in January and February, you know, the shortage, I would have said the eggs are bad for you for a couple months, and then we get inventory back up, and then I'd reverse that on them.
Yeah.
You know,
there's a lot of people with influence that definitely abuse their influence, that make statements without real backing, and I think it goes back to they're being told to what to say by the big money donors and the people that have the money to say this, that, and the other, and they can pay people of influence to say these things, and rather than really research it, they just take the money, say, yeah, I'll say it, write me the check.
Yeah, and it happens, not all of it, but a big part of it, and it's a shame it happens, but he was talking about, he said the thing is, on a demand driven market, whether it's political or something happens worldwide or something crazy, he said on a demand driven market that it can come to a halt and go the other way in a hurry.
Yes.
Yep. And so hopefully nothing like that ever happens.
Yeah.
And
that's for sure a possibility. We've seen it, and it's like we've talked about before. It's usually something that happens that is overblown or you know, causes the emotions to run too high, and the panic, you know, in the direction of panic is usually what causes those things to happen. You know, for example, the Oprah Winfrey pink slime deal, or the cow that stole Christmas, the mad cow disease Christmas, that cow that happened right there in front of Christmas, that, you know, that both those deals are way extremely overdone and blown from out of a proportion of what they should have been. But that's that's what usually happens, is it's something that catches the attention, catches the emotions of the paper traders that unfortunately control a lot more of the market share and what the futures board can do does than the people that actually are owning the animals.
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, let's start at Elk City. Friday, you had 990 head. I'm sorry you sent me this sideways, so I'm having to look at my phone sideways. there's nothing you can say, but please tell me that Butcher Bull wasn't Charlay at 215.
He unfortunately he was.
So. Oh man, but it wasn't what's his name, was it?
Oh no, it wasn't what's his name.
Okay.
It was a very good Charlay Bull, and the one Monday was also. So you got Friday and Monday was the high bulls was going to be Charlay's. So.
Well, if I don't get my Simmental Bull rented out here in the next few weeks, I'm going to come in and bust all those numbers with him. So
there you go.
Yeah, I got to have hope. So on the boys' side, what stood out Friday at Elk City?
You know, it was kind of the same on the boys and girls both. For me, Friday, it was the six-weight cattle with, you know, that had some age and had some condition, and it didn't really much matter whether it was bulls, steers, or heifers. You know, if they had some age, had some condition, and was ready to go right on out to graze, they had lots and lots of friends. I mean, everything was good. Everything had lots of bidders, but the competition really got fierce on those six-weight cattle that, you know, were ready to go turn out. You know, the bulls that you know, were going to had lots of condition and weren't going to back up very much, you know, were going to go right on if they got on some good pasture, the steers and then the heifers also. That was what really stood out to me Friday.
Yeah, no, it looks good. Those six weights were bringing good numbers. And then, of course, the bred cows and pairs, there has nothing changed there. If anything, it might be up a few dollars looking at it.
Yeah, it was a good week for that. You know, didn't have an overabundance of them. You know, it had several cancellations with the rain and the mud that had started last week, and that's kind of carrying over into this week. We're liable to have some pretty good runs once it dries out a little bit. There are lots of people that sure haven't been able to get them there, but we did have some nice, especially on the bred cow side, really had some really nice front-end bred cows, heavy bred cows that was black and kind of four and five, and even some six-year-old cows that sold really good, lots of demand for them. And then the not as many pairs, but the good ones, I mean, you can tell by the range, the good ones were very, very sought after.
Now, K-Bar called me early Friday morning and said he wasn't bringing those calves in that I want to set the national record with. So, so I was going to come in and get on the mic there with your permission and kind of poke everybody in the side, especially up around that top row. Then we can't let those corn huskers from Nebraska outdo us on prices.
Yeah.
So we'll see what kind of mood the boys are in when them calves come in there. Because if Kate,
do that pretty often. I think them guys they think their corn is free, I think. So
yeah, just because they got plenty of it, but they didn't ask that farmer if he made any money or not. You got anything coming in? I know we've had some really good rains. It's muddy, and that was one of the deals K-Bar couldn't get his in because there's lots out in there across a wheat field. And you got anybody calling in? They're coming in wet or dry?
Yeah, we do have one nice deal of pairs coming. The guy said he was only going to be able to get half of them there, but he did have half of them where he was going to be able to get them and get them brought in regardless of the wet. So there'll be about 40-some 5- and 6-year-old pairs. They'll pretty well all be pairs, pretty well all be black and red Angus cows. It'll be a nice set of pairs. Old babies kind of anywhere from 2 weeks old to 45 days old on that deal. So we do have a nice consignment of 5 and 6 year old pears.
Nice. All right. Well, let's travel down I-40 to what was the exit again? Cherokee Trading Post.
71.
I don't know why I can't remember that. Side point, you had 623 head, and you probably knew he was going to be a little low Monday just because of the weather, the rain and stuff. Nothing changed there. Still just awesome.
Yeah, we did have a lighter run than what we probably would normally have this time of year. We did have several cancellations. Guys just flat dab couldn't get them there. That's going to kind of probably pile on once we do dry out a little bit. It's going to kind of pile on. We're probably going to, have a pretty big couple of weeks of graze out runs once we do kind of dry out and these guys can get in and get them out. We did have some cattle were able to make it and had a decent run, really, really more than I thought we might have for as much rain as we had. We ended up with a pretty decent run, and the feeder cattle, like I say, were just on fire. Had a few calves to sell and a really, really good market on them. But 7 to 10 weight steers and them 6 to 8 weight heifers. Lots of bidder activity, lots of buyers in the barn with figures to get us some cattle bought.
I guess that guy from Custer City was happy, wasn't he?
Oh yeah.
Looking at, well, even the guy from Arapahoe, he was probably pretty happy too. But yeah, yep. there was 109 from Custer City, weighing 905, brought 270.50. And so, I'm sure he was happy. Butcher cows, 110 to 164. Butcher bulls, 140 to Charlet, 211.50. So, it was all good.
Yep. It sure was. And that one of our local Elk City people had the great big 1,033-pound steers. Got a really, really nice set of cows. And he had the big 1,033-pound steers that we sold at 261. So, that was a good ticket on them as well.
Yes. And, unreal. They were talking yesterday over at Canadian about different, prices that people that are coming out of the feedlots. And, you're talking $3,200 to $3,800, going to the processor. Whew.
Yep. It's pretty wild. I did not realize it until Monday morning. I guess I was sitting there kind of doing a little research, kind of getting ready for the Monday sale, and I didn't know until then that they had sold fats in Nebraska at 217 last week. I did not know we had reached that level, but that they did last week. And so again, it's exciting but scary all at the same time.
Yeah, you're just you're a nervous wreck with a smile on your face.
Right.
Exactly right. Well, I didn't get to come over. Let's see. What was it? So at Canadian yesterday, I ran into this gentleman that said he taught you everything he knows, or everything you know about being a cowboy. He said, the downfall to you being a cowboy is you still can't rope worth a shit. That was the exact words. And it,
so are you going to incriminate this person with a name?
Yeah, he's your brother.
Well, which one? Those,
The one that sells insurance.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm not sure who taught who about cowboying, but I will have to hat in hand admit that I don't rope worth a crap. So.
Well, because he said, hey, next time you have Brandon on the show, tell him I taught him everything he knows about being a cowboy. And then later he said, and then tell him he still doesn't know how to rope worth a shit. And then I'm thinking, well, you didn't teach him very good.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. But your sister-in-law did not say one bad word about you, because she's my hero. She was good. But they were there. I did my show from their booth yesterday. Yeah. And it was loud. Whew, I didn't realize they was going to let the dogs loose at 12 o'clock when I started my show. And the bars behind me. Everybody had to come by my booth.
Yep. Well, I heard a bit of it yesterday. I was in the vehicle at the right time and got to listen to a little bit about the wheat milling, and then a little bit about the company that's got the tanks in Pampa. So I got to hear a little bit of it yesterday, but I sure missed that part when I should have been defending myself.
Oh no, I didn't let him say that on the show. Well, reason being is you are one of my sponsors. I didn't want to put you on the hook till today. And see, I'm telling you, really kind of face to face. No, when first, one of the guys that was there with him was David Jones, we call him. And he was the one that came on the show to talk for the insurance company. And then the Camille Davis, she came on and she's, and then I was really, really, really mad at a bunch of people yesterday, my listeners, because nobody ever corrected me, or they wanted to correct me. Maybe they just didn't want to correct me and me be a fool for the rest of my show career. And, you know, I always knew in Oklahoma, up there in northeastern Oklahoma, that's Miami. And down in Florida is Miami. And I always thought the one out in Texas was Miami. Well, and I had that Camille on there yesterday before we went live. She's from Miami. And when I said Miami, she corrected me really quick. Like she said, it's not Miami, sir. It's Miami. Oh, I didn't know this. So I guess I'm just stupid. I don't know. I just thought dumb Okies up there in northeastern Oklahoma is the only ones that wanted their town named Miami. So.
Yep.
But I was wrong.
Yep.
I was wrong. I was corrected yesterday, but it won't happen again on that town anyway.
Miami from now on.
Yeah, it's Miami from now on. So, but they, nope, that was a, there was, man, that was so much fun yesterday. I did buy me a new toy. You want to hear about my new toy?
Sure.
I bought me a pump up. Little shotgun, and I bought me a couple jars of those brush bullets from Jason Abrahams out there, you know, where you could shoot them on your yuccas or the cedar trees and kill them. So, yeah, because he came out with that 3 years ago, but couldn't sell nothing the year I was out there because the patent was still pending. And then last year, they was in the middle of getting an investor. And then this year, it's full blown out. I got me a new toy.
Sweet.
So I got about, I think I got 1,500 pellets, and I'm sure that's enough to kill 1,000 yuccas. Depending on how good a shot I am. Because somebody says, why don't you just go drop the pellets at the yuccas? Well, where it is on this hill, this sand hill on the east side of the river, it's also known for rattlesnakes. And I'm not scared of snakes, but sometimes you got to make a game plan where you're not confronted with snakes. So instead of walking around with snake boots on and dropping pellets in this yucca, I'm going to drive around on the Ranger with a cold beer and a shotgun and shoot these yuccas. So that's the way I operate.
Yeah, sound like that they ought to probably be paying you for this stuff and making an advertising video, sounds like.
Yeah, but Jason's, he's got way cooler stuff. Like me, I've got a Ranger, I'll have two dogs with me and a six-pack of beer. Well, Jason's got this dang helicopter. He's the one that has all the fun.
Oh, yeah.
And he had that helicopter there yesterday just to show people.
Really?
Yep, he had it there just to show people. And it's set up for shooting those brush bullets out of there at cedar trees. Pretty cool stuff.
Yep.
I don't know. But, all right, I guess I'll see you Friday. Thanks for coming on, and thanks for waiting for till the Wednesday so I can do my deal out Canadian yesterday. I appreciate it.
No problem. Enjoyed it. We'll talk to you next time.
All right. Thanks, Brandon. All right. We have a winner. I notified the winner on the question. I'm shocked that everybody but one person got it right. I'm shocked the one person that got it wrong. Sorry, I said that wrong. But the question of the day was for the Three Amigos, the beef sticks from Taylor Ranch was, I lost it already. There it is. Which of the following USDA quality grades would you want your steak to be to have the best eating experience? A, select, B, prime, C, standard, D, choice. The correct answer was B, but one person up there in Ellis County got it wrong. He picked A, select. So he must have never had any prime steak. So I'll hook you up. I'll sell you a quarter. you can see what it's what prime tastes like between prime and select. You just never know what's listening to my show out here. All right, we're going to take a quick break. And we'll come back right after this.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife, that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment? How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work, but yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hey, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Hey farmers, it's Kent Watkins with SEI Agritech in Elk City, Oklahoma. It's time to plant summer cover crops. We carry the best quality cover crop seeds available. If you need ag chemicals, we can ship bigger orders straight from the warehouse to your farm with unbeatable prices. And as always, we're an authorized livestock nutrition center dealer. Call us, visit us on South Randall in Elk City, and follow us on Facebook. SEI Agritech, your partner in productivity.
I've told multiple people that have business ideas that come in, I said, bring me everything you got, even if it's scratched on a napkin and it doesn't have to be professional looking. I want to see what you went through because I want to help you and then at least give them my 2 cents. The loan's going to stand on its own. You know, I'm not going to decide based off you brought this down on a napkin. The point is if they've thought it through, it makes you more comfortable. You get more comfortable with them. They also get more comfortable with you because you're going to point out things that they may have thought of, didn't put down.
I'm Utah Robinson, and I help make the difference. First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
You can buy parts anywhere, but the people at our store are different than people at other stores. And if they're not, we're going to make them different. They should be more knowledgeable. They should be more friendly. They should be more customer-oriented. They should be part of the community. We pride ourselves of doing business with people. You can buy parts anywhere. It's the people that make the difference.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
Save 30 to 40% on Firestone Ag Tires through May 31st. Firestone Ag Tires are 30 to 40% off through May 31. Blair Tire and Feed is helping you get ready for planting season by helping you save money. Here's what you need to know right now. You can save 30 to 40% on Firestone Ag Tires at Blair Tire and Feed until the last day of May. Right now, get the tires you need for planting season and save money. For contact information, Google Blair Tire and Feed, or just drive to Blair and get your tires.
Hay wrap is what people use in their balers, the farmers, when they want to, you know, baling up hay. It wraps it up, is better than twine. So it's like one consistency, holds everything together, lasts longer, easier to cut off. Well, we started selling it because we got asked for it, because nowhere around here to really buy it, the good kind of net wrap that we have. So we found a vendor that's good price, and now we carry it. We've got it. Camrock is right south of Fred's Steakhouse in Elk City, Oklahoma.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Cherokee Oklahoma. Here's your northwestern Oklahoma ag weather update. 66, dew points 54, humidity 63. The winds are out southeast at 5 miles an hour. 10-day rain total, 2.08, with 83 hundredths of that coming in the last 24 hours. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 67 degrees, sunset at 8:20. 70% chance of thunderstorms today, 75 for a high. Tonight, 60% chance of thunderstorms, 53 for a low. Tomorrow, 77 and 20% chance, slight chance, that is, of thunderstorms. And there you have it in Tennessee here. All right, I got, let's go to the text line real quick. It says, one person, I don't know, can't tell if girl or boy on the text line. I've seen a very positive response from the brush bullets that I put out last fall. I put a bunch more out 2 to 3 weeks ago. Interesting. And then, Miss Weldon, answer on your shotgun. I might have said that wrong. It looks like a toy shotgun. It's the same one they use for paintballs. And it cost me $55. And it's just a pump shotgun. It's got the little storage deal with you on, like paintballs on a normal paintball gun. It's got the same thing. You just pump a pellet in there and keep shooting away until you, I don't know how many pellets will fit in there, 50 or 100 or whatever's in that deal. And then, so the little plastic gun looks like a toy. $55 is what they charged me for it yesterday. I just didn't want to go to the expense of getting a paintball gun and had to get the canisters filled with whatever they use, CO2, air, whatever the paintball guns use, and keep those. So I'll just go around one yak at the pump and boom. So we got theirs here. And let's see here. Justin, tell me what you get. Text me what you get. Justin Passmore was out there too. He said he just got his. I want to hear what he was. That's a dedicated listener right there. Justin Passmore, whether you love him or you hate him, I'm just kidding. He was walking around yesterday with his hearing aid in, listening to the Paragon app, listening to my show yesterday, and I wasn't 10 foot from him. That's dedication. Okay, so this gentleman from has the brush bullet says, I started last August when I heard of the product controlling cottonwood trees on oil field production locations. I treated elms, cottonwoods, and a few yuccas and cedars. It knocks the hair off the cottonwoods quick. They leaf back out this spring and are actively dropping the leaves right now. Elms and yucca are slowly dying. Cedars are not showing much yet. No real sign on such treated areas this year yet. I have faith this is a game changer for IPM brush control. And I've talked to them a couple times about this. Like mesquites, for example, you drop the pellets by the trunk, by the base, and the first year, and Justin, you were standing there, correct me if I'm wrong, the first year, the leaves on the mesquites in the fall on the ones you've treated will start turning yellow a little bit earlier than the other ones. And then the following year, and you don't have to treat it again, you just treat it once. And then the following year, the leaves will turn yellow way earlier than normal. And that's when you know them. That's know when you got them. So it takes time. But if you think about it, most guys spray their mesquite trees with Grazon twice, 2 years in a row. And this is a one-time treatment and a little bit cheaper, quite a bit cheaper, actually. But it still takes the same amount of time. You just got to have patience. And I'm treated some elm trees myself yesterday when I got home. I'll keep you updated to that. And then I'm going to get after the yucca here in the next 2 to 4 weeks. Got 1,000 of them suckers. And I'll keep you updated how this works. So it's a pretty good deal. All right, we got to take a quick break. We'll come back for our last break with the Hobart Farm and Garden Southwestern Oklahoma Ag Weather Forecast.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
Looking for the perfect venue for your next event? Look no further than the Frisco Center, located in the heart of Western Oklahoma. Whether it's a stunning wedding, a joyful reception, a memorable birthday party, or a professional seminar, we've got you covered. With spacious rooms and exceptional service, Frisco Center is designed to make your special occasion unforgettable. Located at 101 South 4th Street in Clinton, Oklahoma. Call us today at 580-323-7874 to book your date. The Frisco Center, where every event is a reason to celebrate.
From the classroom to the field, Elk City High School students are igniting sparks of brilliance, fueling the fire of progress in every endeavor they pursue. Whether it's breaking records in the academics or dominating the field, these students are the driving force behind Elk City's dynamic spirit. GAS is fully committed to supporting and fostering the spirit of innovation. Because in Elk City, it's not just about moving forward, it's about racing ahead. That's why we're...
Oh, yes! No
race! Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why would you wander around a warehouse store looking for paint when you could just swing by your neighborhood Ace? In addition to Ace's award-winning service, we have top-rated paint brands. Plus, our color matching technology allows us to match any color. So stop wandering and start painting. Head to your neighborhood Ace today.
Find everything you'll need for your next paint project at the locally owned Ace Home Center nearest you.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Accidents happen, like trying to teach your kid how to drive. He hits the gas instead of the brake while pulling into your driveway, nails a tree, and knocks the thing over onto your house. Look, when dominoes fall, Misty Gosen at Farmers Insurance in Clinton has you covered. For auto, home, life, boat, motorcycle, or any other valuable, call Misty Gosen at Farmers Insurance for a free quote, 580-323-8444, or stop by our office at 2004 West Gary Boulevard in Clinton. Just know how to park before you arrive.
I've told multiple people that have business ideas that come in. I said, bring me everything you got, even if it's scratched on a napkin. And it doesn't have to be professional looking. I want to see what you went through because I want to help you and then at least give them my two cents. The loan's going to stand on its own. You know, I'm not going to decide based off you brought this on a napkin. The point is if they've thought it through, it makes you more comfortable. You get more comfortable with them. They also get more comfortable with you because you're going to point out things that they may have thought of, didn't put down.
I'm Utah Robinson, and I help make the difference. First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, we got a couple minutes left here. Let's check out the Hope Farm and Garden Ag weather forecast for Tipton, Oklahoma. 64 degrees, 57's dew point, humidity 79. The winds are out of the southwest at 7. 2.46 inches of rain in the last 24 hours. 8.48 inches in the last 10 days. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 69 degrees. Sunset at 8:19. 70% chance of thunderstorms today. 73 for a high, 51 for a low tonight. 40% chance. Finally, tomorrow, the sun comes out and 80 degrees with southwest winds 3 to 6 miles an hour. Get on the KECO Facebook page right now and look at the picture that I got from the Lake Lugard Facebook page showing the Red River south of Altus there between Altus and Odell. It's crazy. That's a lot of water in the Red River, and it's red. Can you imagine that? The Red River is red. I mean, that thing, it looks like it's blood red. But check that out on the KCO Facebook page, and be kind and like it for me, so my boss knows somebody likes me out there. If you like my picture, I post on the KCO Facebook page. All right, we got just enough time here. Maybe. Nope, we don't. My deal just come on. Sorry. Guess we'll see you guys tomorrow. Stay dry and have a great day. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Sayre in Elk City, Oklahoma. God bless everybody.
You've been listening.